This is the Riabu podcast coming to you from the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore. I'm Mark Laudy here at the Amara Hotel Singapore with Simon Littlewood. And as we had several hundred CFOs here at the event, we also came across a number from the hospitality industry, and we learned some very interesting things about that. Ordinarily, when you go and book a hotel, it's quite straightforward. You go online, you choose the room, the dates, check-in dates and check-out dates. Often you either reserve or you pay straight away by credit card. But Simon, as we discovered with a number of the CFOs of some of the world's biggest hospitality companies, that's not always the case.
No, and that's partly a characteristic of how hospitality is evolving in this region. As you rightly say, I worked in that particular segment for years and years and years and years. But whereas in the West, hotels are primarily about providing rooms for people, in Singapore, in Asia in general, not only is there more movement of people around country to country, where those trips are arranged by an intermediary in their source country who pays everybody, including the hotel, and collects the money from the travelers. Also, hotels in this region tend to be integrated with other capabilities. So things like banqueting, weddings, conferences are typically occupying a significantly greater percentage of the product, of the space, than they are in equivalent Western hotels. And a consequence of those two things, because, the same thing is true that when you book functions or conferences, much of the time you're going through an intermediary, you're going through a conference organizer, so they're organizing everything. They're collecting the money from their customers, and they are supposed to pay the hospitality company. Mm. And what's happened is that the power in the hands of these intermediaries has become very, very significant. So that even very large brands, and we were talking to the second largest hotel company in the world today, they struggle to get the money off these intermediaries.
And intermediaries could be, as you mentioned, conference organizers, but I guess also tour group operators?
Exactly.
What other examples might they be?
Industry associations. So, this is a huge thing. So people from a certain industry will organize a boondoggle.
That's a
lovely...
That's a boondoggle.
It's a conference, an away conference. Right. The Society of Physiotherapists, the Society of Ophthalmologists. Right. All of these people do this. They book en masse, they pay a lot of money, and a specialist tour operator will do all the organization for them. Mm. It's interesting, but in the US and now increasingly for years, and now increasingly in Asia, you're getting intermediaries that specialize in particular industries.
Yes.
So if you're, if you're a tennis fanatic, you can book a tennis tour, right? Which goes to different places, organized hotels and blah, blah, blah. A consequence of this, there are two consequences. The first thing is that the percentage of hotel revenue that depends on intermediaries is much higher in many parts of Asia than it is elsewhere in the world. That slightly depends on the region. So a consequence of that is, if you pressure or annoy your intermediary, they can threaten to switch their business to another hotel chain. Yeah. And the second thing is that overall, it's much tougher for hotel companies to deal with these intermediaries because they're not used to it, because the historic hotel model is you book a room, you pay for it.
Yes.
You hand over your money when you arrive.
And you can't throw the guests out because to their minds, they've already paid.
So one, it's changing and different here, and two, hotels actually aren't particularly well equipped to deal with that because the industry historically, particularly the big Western brands, have simply not had that issue. Or if they've had that issue, they've had it in much more disciplined environments. Yeah. So to circle back to Riabu, which is about fairness, the reality is that getting paid on time is always about being first in line to get paid. And there are typically a dozen or so things that if you do them differently, will ensure that you get paid on time. Any tour operator, any intermediary is going to be paying some suppliers. You have to so construct the relationship that through a balance of price, product, and service, you are able to get clarity around what your trading terms are and to be the first in line to get paid. We have a lot of very compelling best practices in the Riabu Academy, which will help hospitality companies fix this. We've gathered it over many years from the hospitality companies by working with them and learning from the mistakes that they've made.
And mistakes is, in fact, the subject of our next podcast here on Riabu with Simon Littlewood and Mark Laudy coming to you from the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore.